Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
So today is, because I feel like we're going to have to do some timelines and time stamping. Date stamping. What are those things?
God. Time stamps. Yeah, you're right.
Time stamps. Okay. All right. I think I'm thinking of now like work time stamps.
Oh,
did you have to use those?
I've never had to use those. Have you had to?
Oh, yeah. So many times. I worked at like different like corporations and companies and like menial jobs that I definitely had those. And you had to line them up perfectly. Those were really nerve-wracking. Anyway, back to my original point, digital timestamp, meaning we are going to do it for our podcast because we wanted to talk about Trans Visibility Day. But today is April 2nd, 2024. And I've also mentioned how I hate April Fool's Day. So, you know, no April Fool's on you, peoples, because we don't do that here. Anyway, yeah, so we are talking about Trans Day of Visibility, which was March 31st, 2024, to many people's awry, apparently. I didn't know this. I was like, why are you, what's happening? But whatever, I love it even more. But that was a Trans Day of Visibility. And since we did not publish anything new for that day, we thought we would take an episode and highlight several trans-focused organizations that have been helping to advocate for the rights and protection and equality of the trans community. And of course, when it comes to feminists around the world, the trans community have been fighting really, really, really hard for everyone's rights. And we were all about intersectionality, right? That's what we're going to do for this episode. And we would love for you to join us in not only sharing their amazing works, but helping however you can to highlight them and their contributions. So we do want to do a content warning here because we are going to mention PREA, which is the Prison Rape Elimination Act, also mentioned rape and suicidality. So again, we're not talking any in depth, no actual incidents, but just it's in there. It's in there. And these are in no particular order. And of course, there are so many, many more organizations. And we would love to hear from you, our lovely listeners, for any of your own local nonprofits that are doing some amazing work for the queer community and beyond. So please let us know. But yeah, these are a few that we wanted to highlight today. I'm sure we'll do it again and we'll keep doing it.
Let's start with GATE, or Global Action for Trans Equality, which is based out of the UK and has been around since 2009. And according to their site, gate.ngo, quote, was born out of a need for a central body to lobby for trans rights at the global level, particularly at the United Nations. Founded in 2009, GATE sought to develop a global coordinating network for trans organizing to transform the systemic exclusion of trans people and their issues from international decision-making and research processes. Since the beginning of the organization, they have focused on the inclusion of trans and gender diverse people when it comes to human rights on an international level by campaigning and educating others around the world by bringing awareness to the discrimination many trans people face. They have also focused on advocating for the healthcare rights and access for all trans and gender diverse people with community-led campaigns within the political process and exposing how the healthcare responses for the trans community have been handled or oftentimes not handled. And they have worked to help train and mentor others to create a sustainable movement. They have worked to grow resources and networks all over the world to push for access funding and organizational growth that can eventually be self-sustaining within different organizations and sectors. So there's one. Here's another one. We have an organization in Memphis, Tennessee called My Sister's House, started by trans activist Kayla Gore. The organization started as a transitional home for trans and other queer people who were unhoused and without resources. According to their site, mshmemphis.org, My Sister's House, MSH, is a grassroots transgender-led organization in Memphis, Tennessee that provides wraparound services for primarily Black and Brown transgender and non-binary individuals, including a safe space, emergency shelter, and access to health and social services. Since the beginning of the organization in 2016, they have been able to provide at least 20 homes to those in need of housing by using their tiny house project and are in the works of creating more homes that are ADA compliant and accessible for those with disabilities. Gore herself converted her 6-bedroom home into emergency housing for the trans and queer community. And with that, they have expanded their services to include bail funds for incarcerated trans women, legal help and assistance, and multi-level resources to help with housing and stable income.
Right. And then we have a Black and Pink National, which is an organization that, quote, is a prison abolitionist organization dedicated to abolishing the criminal punishment system and liberating LGBTQIA2S+ people and people living with HIV/AIDS who are affected by the system through advocacy, support, and organizing. And continuing from their site, blackandpink.org, as we continue to grow as an organization, a family, and a community of accomplices, we will always hold true to our foundational and radical beliefs in the capacity for good and the abilities of all people to be the best version of themselves and to dismantle the systems that plague our communities. We will always be partners with those impacted by the prison industrial complex, the atrocities it enacts, and will not rest until it's completely dismantled, because we not only imagine a world without prisons, we demand it. They've been working not only for liberation and for the health of their community, but they have been publishing data and detailed research to educate the public for the reasons and needs behind organizations like theirs. Their extensive report done alongside Vera.org shows the need to change policies and procedures for the trans community who are currently incarcerated. They're able to give detailed surveys of what the trans and queer community were going through in their time of incarceration and what is needed to help correct what is happening. And here's a bit from their conclusion of that report. It says, 3 overarching themes emerged in this report in terms of transgender people's experience in prison: their housing situations, their access to healthcare and other gender-affirming practices, and their interactions and relationships with other people, from abusive to supportive. Participants in this project also had clear asks in their terms of policy change. These policy recommendations underscores the importance of meaningful input from transgender people who are incarcerated and their advocates at all stages: policy design, implementations, and monitoring. Formal policies should also allow for some flexibility for each person's individual situation. Not everyone who is transgender has the same needs, risks, or preferences, and so one-size-fits-all policies or eligibility criteria are too rigid. This report outlines concrete suggestions from people with lived experience of prison on more supportive policies and practices related to housing, relationship and community, social transition and gender-affirming language, healthcare, PREA, and other responses to sexual assault or harassment and staff conduct. So that is a really, really important piece. And if you have the time, please go and read their research. There is a link from blackandpinknational.org to vera.org, and it gives you a whole PDF. It's about a 99-page report. And I think it's so important that we have research like this. We know that we've had a friend of the show, Raquel Willis, talk about the abolition of incarceration and just how transgender communities are persecuted within the prison system. So I think it's something that we need to talk about more often. They do a lot when it comes to that type of work, and they have done the work. So it's not something that we have to do ourselves. Again, there's a 99-page report about it with a lot of good detailed surveys and questionnaires and a lot of great information. So that in itself, go and check it out. Start publishing it, whatever you want to do. If you want to highlight it in your own social media, go for it, because I think it's such an important report.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI. And Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And then we also have Trans Lifeline, which was founded in 2014 after an epidemic of suicidality arose and no real support system for the trans community. So it came quickly after, I believe, the Trans Day of Remembrance was started, and after they realized how much of a need they really had to support their own community. They not only offer emotional support for the trans community, but up until recently were able to give financial support as well. And they are, quote, from their site, translifeline.org, a trans community by the trans community. And we do want to note they have some controversy within their organization, including that the original founders were allegedly embezzling money from the company. Of course, they have since changed over their leadership and have merged with a Trans Assistance Project, who at the time helped develop a new program known as the Micro Grants Program, which helped provide funds to, quote, support to correct names and or gender markers on identifying legal documents, fund gender-affirming permanent hair removal, and supply necessities for our trans siblings behind bars. However, this program has been paused at this time due to the higher demands and lack of funding. They were able to give out $1.5 million, and I think that equaled out to be like several people getting $500 to get this type of assistance. So they did do quite a bit. And also, due to the budget shortfall, they've had to cut down the operating hours for their hotlines. So I don't think it's accessible Saturday and Sundays. So they are such a needed organization for this community. We know what happens oftentimes when police are called or law enforcement are called in the states of emergencies or in crisis. And there has been reports showing that more oftentimes it causes more harm to the trans communities when this happens. So having a support system like this is vital. And yes, it is currently available in U.S. and Canada. Organizations like these are oftentimes under the radar and don't get the support that they need. Their hotline, again, doesn't have enough people to help out. And it is for trans, by trans. So there's so much to be said as we're losing more and more trans activists. We know the deaths of trans activists have been pretty high. And of course, what's happening with policies going after the trans community, it's not surprising to see that they're lacking support. But organizations like these are in need, and we do want to support them as well. Again, their organization is at translifeline.org, and they give you different resources on how you can help, how cis people can help the organization as well, how non-trans people can help in these organizations. And it could be as easy as donating. Again, like I said, I know they had controversies, but they have really worked through that and come out of the fire. Now they're trying to rebuild. They just recently did a cool streamathon. So they did it with several trans Twitch people, trans celebrities, I guess, in the Twitch world and streamers. So that's exciting to see. That just happened like March 20th. So we missed it. Dang it. But they have many more coming through, I'm sure. So if you can, you know, get to their newsletter, get more information, stay up to date about what they're doing. This type of need is high, and there's not enough out there for those who need it. And we know that. So we wanted to take the time to talk about what they're doing. You know, if you have an organization like this, and I know there's others like Trevor Project that are bigger, that are more well-known, but we did kind of want to get the ones that were a little less well-known. Mm-hmm. So that's what we were searching for. But if you have the time, check out these organizations and see if there's any way you could help.
Yes, definitely. And if there's anything that you think we should shout out that should be on our radar, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff We Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff We Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.